Thank you, Margaret. And now back to the local news.
We will start this last group of stories with reports of two recent scams. In one case, a con man forced an 83-year-old to withdraw £4,000 when he should have been paying £400. And other elderly people are being targeted by cold calls on the phone. We will then have another crime story about people who do not put seatbelts on their dogs. And finally, staying with the animal theme, some cheap sheep puns, as you will all hear about a sheeple chase.
A con man marched an 83-year-old man to two Norwich banks to force him to withdraw £4,000 of his life savings, a court heard. The money was supposed to pay for work carried out by Michael Allen and another man to clean out gutters and replace a roof tile. But Norwich Crown Court heard the price agreed was £400, and Allen claimed it was £4,000 when it came to settling the bill. Laurie Tucker, prosecuting, said the pair took the vulnerable pensioner to two banks so he could withdraw the cash, as the limit for each transaction was only £2,000. Ms. Tucker said Allen was later arrested when his fingerprint was found on a receipt. The pensioner, who is now 84 and lives alone, said in an impact statement he was left feeling rather foolish to be conned in this way. Allen from Romford admitted fraud on April 22nd last year and was jailed for 12 months. Recorder Guy Ayres also made a compensation order for £4,000 after the court was told Allen had lodged the cash with his lawyers so it could be paid back to the victim. Recorder Ayres described it as a thoroughly mean offence and said Allen had taken advantage of a vulnerable elderly man. He said that £4,000 would have been a ludicrous price for the work carried out, and said it's the sort of offence that the public really dislike when vulnerable elderly people are ripped off of their life savings, or savings which mean a great deal to them. However, he said Allen deserved a great deal of credit for offering to pay the cash back. I very much bear in mind that you have paid, put your solicitor in funds so the victim can be compensated. You deserve a great deal of credit for that, so that gentleman does not lose his money. Neil Guest for Allen said he deserved credit for his plea, as it saved the victim going to court and also for the fact that he was paying the cash back. His remorse was genuine.
Cold callers are continuing to pose as police officers and prey on vulnerable elderly people, demanding that they withdraw huge sums of cash. Now, a senior police officer is urging members of the public to be vigilant when answering the phone. It comes after a number of incidents in the Great Yarmouth, Galston, Potter Heigham and Norwich areas. Detective Inspector Matt Dyson from Great Yarmouth CID urged for residents to be aware for the scam. He said, "We're urging members of the public, particularly the elderly who are being targeted, to be vigilant to cold calls made on the telephone. Genuine police officers of staff would never approach residents and ask for cash withdrawals to be made or for people to purchase items on their behalf. I would ask people with vulnerable relatives, friends or neighbours to make sure they are aware of this type of scam." Scammers have been making cold telephone calls to vulnerable residents, claiming to be police officers, and requesting they withdraw large sums of money before arranging to meet with the officers. It has been known for suspects to request cashes posted, or for residents to purchase high-value goods, and to then meet the people purporting to be officers to hand over the goods. In some cases, victims have been defrauded of thousands of pounds. In one case, someone lost £9,000, while in another case, a victim purchased a high-value watch, which was handed over to suspects. Organisations like Action Fraud offer victims of fraud a place to go to in order to report crime and get advice and support. A spokesman for the charity said, "We are committed to providing the best service possible to victims of fraud and those who need advice. Our partnership with the charity Victim Support is central to this commitment, and that is why everyone who reports a fraud to us has the option to receive support from the charity afterwards. Anyone with concerns about such calls should contact Norfolk Police on the non-emergency number 101 or 999 if a crime is in progress, quoting Operation Mendip, or call Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040. I'll repeat that. It's 0300 123 2040.
Dog owners who leave their pets unrestrained in their cars while driving could be breaking the law and putting their lives in danger, a charity has warned. Many of us would never dream of setting off on a long car journey before making sure our children and loved ones are safely strapped in. But the Dogs Trust warns that even though our pets are much-loved family members, more than one in five dog owners in East Anglia regularly travel with their pooch unrestrained in the car. Some drivers, according to the Dogs Trust, which has a rehoming centre in Snetterton, near Attleborough, even daringly drive with their dogs on their laps while they try to control the car at the wheel. The charity is launching a dog safety awareness campaign to ensure people stick to the law and ensure their pets are properly strapped in. Dr. Rachel Casey, Director of Canine Behaviour and Research for Dogs Trust, said dogs are such an important part of people's lives, so it's understandable that owners want to take them out and about with them. However, our survey shows many people don't know the safest way to travel with their dogs. And some are even unwittingly breaking the law by letting their dogs roam around the car while they are on the move. Rule 57 of the Highway Code states, "When in a vehicle, make sure dogs or other animals are suitably restrained so they cannot distract you while you're driving or themselves get injured or if you stop driving quickly." The Dogs Trust survey revealed that nearly half of 2,000 people questioned in East Anglia as part of the survey in July 2017 are unaware they're breaking the law. The results show that 46% of owners do not restrain their dogs with the harness while in the car, and more than a quarter admit to finding them a distraction. One in ten said that they have to take the hand off the wheel to restrain their four-legged passengers, while 5% even confessed to taking selfies and playing with their dog whilst driving.
Visitors to an upcoming family fun day will be able to see a different kind of woolly jumper. The event at the Grange Historic Farmstead in Fundenhall will include two sheep races called the Lamb National and the Sheeple Chase, in which the woolly competitors need to negotiate a series of hurdles. The Saturday, September the 2nd event will also feature a dog show and a mock car rescue by members of the fire service and a display of classic cars, Triumph Stags and farm machinery. The young visitors will be able to enjoy a bouncy castle, face painting and children's games, and there will be a licensed bar for the adults. The new Buckingham Silver Band will help to keep visitors entertained. All dogs are welcome in the show, which has categories including one just for rescue dogs. The fun day starts at midday and final prizes will be handed out at 4 p.m. The sheep races will take place at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m.
Our third feature today tells about a tribute by Max Rudd to his father and his grandfather. Max is collecting words written by three generations over more than a century. Rowan Mantell wrote the article, which is read for us by Sophie Yeomans.